Hello guys, it is the Gnome Locker Report, and today is Friday, November the 30th, the last day of November. So anyway, today I'm going to give you a quick rundown of alternative Windows Essential programs that I mentioned last week. This week will be some alternatives for you. First off in Gnome programs is FUBAR 1.1.18. is an advanced audio player for the Windows platform. Some basic features include full Unicode support, RealPlay Gang, and native support for several popular audio formats. Next up is a service by Google, is Picasa 3.9. Using Picasa and Picasa Web Albums together, you can now organize, edit, and upload photos to the web from your computer in a quick, simple steps. Arrange your photos into folders and albums, and erase their blemishes using tools in Picasa. Then use Picasa Web Albums to share the photos online with family, friends, or make them public to the world. Then they will show up on the Google Images search if you make them public. I find this is a free alternative to iPhoto. You can also use it on Windows, so you're not limited to a Mac, although I prefer iPhoto. Next up is Emule 0.50a, and a guy called Merker was dissatisfied with the original eDonkey 2000 client, which got shut down by the government due to copyright infringement. He was convinced he could do better, and he did, so he created the Emule project, which is a eDonkey clone, and it is still alive, which to put the client back on the track. And now it has nice features, a nice GUI, and it was a great decision by Merker. Next up is Reminder 1.3. It's a freeware once activated. Remember, you must activate it to remind you of one or more messages that you have edited before at either a specific hour or a particular day. It can handle four messages. You can import your own .wav, and there's also no need to install. You can download free Reminder 1.3 now. Wallpaper Slideshow is a great utility for displaying your favorite photos as your desktop wallpaper. Wallpaper Slideshow offers you to complete control on your wallpapers collection and allows you to easily set up your favorites images as long as they are a JPEG, GIF, PNG, TIFF, or BMP. As desktop wallpaper, Wallpaper Slideshow is easy to use and intuitive with full context sensitive help. So if you don't have Windows 7 or you don't have the spinning wallpaper or you're on Windows Vista or XP, you can go ahead and download that application to get the rotating wallpapers. Next up is Yoga 3.7. Yoga software for health, fitness, and self-awareness is a various introduction to yoga traditions. Yoga includes hatha, raja, jhana, yoga instructions, articles, and photos, and a link to international yoga directory, which can be searched by country, state, or province. You can download more yoga software from the main menu if you do need more help, and you don't even need the qualified instructor, but you can use the program to find one. Next up is a program that used to be known as Crap Cleaner, now it is CCleaner 3.25, is a freeware optimization, privacy, and cleaning tool. It removes unused files from your system, allowing Windows to run faster and freeing up valuable hard disk space. So if you're running low on hard disk space or you have a low storage hard disk, which most people don't anymore, but just in case you do, go ahead and download CCleaner. It will clean all that junk data off. And additionally, you get a fully featured registry cleaner. That's normally around a $40 value, all of these features together, but Crap Cleaner is freeware. And the best part is it takes less than a second to run and contains no spyware or adware. I have scanned that program with McAfee and it has tested clean. Next up is GOM Player, features Codec Finder. You can even play broken AVI files, which most media players don't support that. You have subtitle support, which is powerful, convenient playlists, and supports different media types. You can also use a feature called screen capture to record your desktop. That's a great feature if you don't want to go out and buy Camtasia Pro or Camtasia, or you don't want to use any web program to record your screen. You can do it straight from your media player. Kind of like what QuickTime offers, but for Windows. Next up is Zone Alarm Pro, and you can protect your internet-connected PC and filter out unwanted web content. There is a free trial available. You can download it. The links are in my newsletter. However, I am offering a promo now. You can save $30 on Zone Alarm Pro Firewall, and this lasts for about a week. Just go to zonealarm.com/security/NUS, and you can look up my affiliate ID on the newsletter, and you can find us on a discount, and we'll save you about $30 on that. Next up is Skype 6.0, which enables, it's kind of like FaceTime. If you never used a Mac or iPhone or iPad, FaceTime is basically video chatting. It allows you to talk, make video conference and calls, send instant messages, quickly transfer files, and at no cost to over 380 million other Skype users around the world. Skype is the FaceTime alternative, or the FaceTime original. If you never tried Skype, go ahead and try it. It's a free download. You will have to pay for minutes if you do want to call actual phones or physical phones. Second to last is Adobe Reader 11.0, an essential application that everyone needs for reading PDF documents, or basically that's about it. Adobe Reader software is a free global standard for reliable printing, viewing, and commenting on PDF documents. It's one of the only PDF viewers that can open and interact with all kinds of PDF content, including forms and multimedia. That application is free, however, there are paid versions of that application. I would recommend the free one. You can find the free download in our newsletter. WinSCP 5.1.1 is an open source and SFTP client and FTP client for Windows. Legacy SCP protocol is also supported. Its main function is for safe copying of files between a local and remote computer. You can also use WinSCP for other actions that has to do with your iPhone. However, I do not recommend you do those actions, as neither do I. And that's about it, guys, in the GNOME programs. Next up is GNOME News. Staples announces in-store 3D printing service. A new printing service called Staples Easy 3D will allow customers to upload their designs to a Staples website, then pick up the printed objects at their local office supply store, or have them shipped to their home or business. Not unlike photo and documenting printing service, the service company already offers. The service will roll out early 2013 in select countries. However, those select countries do not include the US of A. There's no word on how much the service will cost or when it is coming to the USA. Also, 3D printers will be able to emulate color, something normal 3D printers can't do at this time being. Next up in GNOME News is the GNOME Locker Report news. We are now in the iTunes Store. Our podcast, The GNOME Locker Report, is now in the iTunes Store for a free download or a subscription. You can find it in the iTunes Store. Go to Podcast and look up Matt Darnell. That will be the first result. It should be The GNOME Locker Report. Next up is GNOME Media. Our favorite song of the week is Skrillex, Kill Everyone, a 5-minute song. It's one of my favorite dubstep songs. You can find the links to that song in our newsletter. It is a YouTube video, and you will need Adobe Flash to play that song. You can also download that song on iTunes for 99 cents or listen to the 30-second sample. Next up is responsibility. GNOME Locker does not take any responsibility for problems which may occur from anything downloaded from the internet. Download at your own risk, and we claim no responsibility for harmful results which might occur when one uses this information, which has been provided for them via this podcast. Links and files Quoted material is direct from the author and or listed website. All registered trademarks and copyrights, Microsoft XP, Vista 7, and Windows are trademarks of Microsoft Corporation, which is a trademark of itself. GnomeWalker is not affiliated with Microsoft Corp in any way. Blah, blah, blah. That's about it, guys. Go ahead and subscribe to our newsletter. This is the last week, guys. Remember, this is the last week that you can get the free gift. Our free gift is the 14 Lost Newsletters. This is the last week to get the free gift. Next week, it will not be available. We will be offering something else, so go ahead and sign up now, and you will get access to our file of the day, smash 'em links, and, well, newsletters sent direct to your email. That's about it, guys. You can subscribe for free. You can also subscribe to this podcast for free at iTunes. There will be a link on our website where you can find us on iTunes. You can subscribe for free and download our podcast for free on iTunes. Thank you, guys, and that's about it. Until next time, I will see you later.